Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Doing all right. Yeah, so I was inquiring in about starting up another one. I have the San Clemente Movers listing up.
Okay, all right. Let me go ahead and pull it up. And we did. They did notice that we got the invite.
Mm-hmm.
Movers. Okay.
That's good.
There it is. Okay, got it. Okay. And this is under your current phone number. I believe that you have another account with us under the same phone number, right?
I don't know. Maybe, is it HB Movers, maybe? Oh.
One second. Look. Okay, it looks like, no, it's the Cowboy Strength Movers.
Oh, shit. Is that one on? No, that one's not on 949, is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it right now. They're both on 949. Okay, so the HB Movers is ending in 6044, and Cowboy Strength Movers is ending in 1528.
Okay, because Cowboy Strength is called tracking number.
It is.
Right? Can we just make this one the normal number? Or is that going to cause too much confusion?
Then what is the normal number? Because the number that you have for the San Clemente Movers is the number that we're speaking on, the 1528, which you're saying that's a call tracking number. Is that from us, a call tracking number from us? One of ours?
Yeah.
Or one of yours? Okay.
I'm going to show you right now what the call tracking number is, because it's in Texas, so it's got a Texas number. It's
right.
It's in California.
Right.
So.
Okay. I saw that. I saw that it was the Texas.
790-1650. That's the call tracking number.
Okay. All right. So let me just go ahead and verify the information here. So you want to go ahead and keep it at the same rate, the 129, and then we go ahead and do the client onboarding for this. Am I going to be charging the same card that we have on file for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and get that done for you and get that invoice over to you here in just a few minutes. I'm going to have them move a couple things around on the back end to get that taken care of. And then for the San Clemente Movers, what is the address there that you went through the verification?
Okay. Say that one more time. Sorry. I'm doing
the address that you used for your verification in San Clemente?
I got it verified through other ways, but yeah, the address is, I'll tell you right now, it's Avenida something. Hold on, sorry.
Wait a minute. Is it 14 Avenida Del Mar, San Clemente, CA92672?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then do you want your client interview for later on today, or do you want to go with a client interview Monday? We are open. Tuesday, we're closed.
Okay, we can do we can do right now, or we can't do right now?
We can't do right this second. I have to get it straightened out. I could do it. I can have it for you between 1 and 2.
Okay, I'm getting some money at 1, so 2 would be better.
Okay, or 2 to 3.
2 to 3, yeah.
Or I have the one I have for sure open is 3 to 4. Will that work for you?
Okay, that's better. Yeah. That's
cool.
Better.
I'll lock that in, and you'll get an email for that. Okay.
Okay, and then that number will work.
I'm gonna figure it out. If it's because it's already assigned to the GBP, I'm gonna see what they can do about it. If that's
also,
not gonna
I have
work,
another
then
question.
We're gonna figure it. Yeah.
If I was to sell my listing, right, I'm gonna have someone else take it over. They'd be paying you guys instead. Could we switch that call tracking over to another number?
I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
Really good. I really like that call tracking then, because I'm trying to, my goal here, you guys are going to be stoked on this, because I'm going to be open up locations and I build them up myself, get 5-star reviews, and then I sell them. So
okay.
my
that's
idea.
That's your get down? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's my get down, yeah. So
yeah.
You want to know what? Someone bought my Yelp and Google off me out of the blue. They're like, hey, they texted me out of the blue, a bigger company. They're like, hey, we want to buy your Yelp and Google. That's what gave me the idea. I'm like, what the heck? And they gave me a good offer for it.
That's
so,
right. Okay.
Clean Cut Movers. Yeah. So, I sold Clean Cut Movers. That's what I used to have with you guys. Now it's with another company. They probably did it for competition reasons too, because I was high up there. But anyway, long story short, yeah. So that's kind of what I want to do. So, I mean, if you guys could even work, you know, I know I have a really low rate, but like I might open up another one next week and another one the next week after. So I don't know if there's any more wiggle room for pricing, but it's a lot harder because this is the only problem I have with you guys is that I can't get not with you guys. They're not doing it at all. Is the verification cards don't really work anymore to the addresses, huh?
Well, they're just requiring more. They're requiring that there's at least an invoice at that address, business license, insurance, or there's like business cards. They're requiring some type of proof because people were doing so much shady stuff.
I tried sending them in and they still didn't approve it. So I think that is.
But when you send it through us, you know what I mean? When we do it, we have our Google rep. We have all those pieces in place to be able to petition back to them and say, no, listen, what we've been doing is we've been requiring it when we sign up brand new clients. We've been requiring it from them and letting them know ahead of time. So then at the time, like when they ask for it, we've already submitted it. Like, oh, here it is. It's already there. Oh, okay. You know, and then they go ahead and approve it.
So how come my HB Movers and my HB Movers account and my Colleyville Movers account still aren't verified, and I tried to send verification stuff in for them.
Really?
Yeah, and they're still not verified. You guys could help verify those? They're just sitting, they're waiting in the wings. I paid $120 for both of them, and they're just kind of sitting there.
Movers,
yeah.
Let me write it down. Okay, because I'm going to meet with him. And Colleyville. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out, and I'll try to have an answer for you, but during your client interview, okay?
Yeah, if you could do that, and then if there's a way to verify, like if you guys are like, hey, dude, like just go make this, like if there's a way that for sure works, you can like give me the ins and outs on, I'd rather do that because I got to pay $200 to go through someone else to get these listings up.
Okay.
So I'd rather not do that if there's like a for sure way to do it, you know?
Right. I will go over
then
that with him right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.